Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Before I get to my guest here, I want to play this. This is a beginning prayer from this weekend, the 119th Army Navy game.
God of wonders. Some wonder why we pray for a football game. So I tell them, in this game, every player on the field is willing to die for every person watching. And there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for what's truly good. And so, God, I do pray for these players on this field and all the good they represent. Their fellow cadets and midshipmen, soldiers, sailors, Marines, firefighters, first responders, police, and countless others who lay down their lives daily in our defense. Because in your eyes, O God, it is not the critic who counts, but those who actually step into the arena. And so, Almighty God, we who are willing to die for others, we salute you. Let this game begin. Amen.
That was from the beginning of that Army-Navy game, and Army managed to pull a victory out, and Representative Jeannie Ives was very happy to see that. A West Point grad yourself. Jeannie, thank you so much for coming on today.
Yeah, thank you. We're thrilled that Army won, but, you know, I got to give credit to Navy. We have one of the best Army teams in recent history, and they held us to only 7-point spread.
Mm-hmm.
And they still have the lead in this series for the number of consecutive wins at 14. And that's going to be a very, very tough record to beat. But we are on our way to win number 3. So I'm excited about it.
It's such a spectacle. I mean, I enjoy college football. My husband is a big Notre Dame fan because growing up, they didn't have cable and Notre Dame was always on NBC. So we watch a lot of college football. And the Army-Navy game is great because it's football. But it is just an impressive display of American patriotism, and I thank you for your service and for all of the people alongside you that have served and are serving. Watching that game is just a great reminder of what the United States of America really is all about.
Well, you know, it is America's game. There's no doubt. The inter-service rivalry, you know, stops after the playing field. And General Douglas MacArthur, you know, gave his opinion on athletics, and he said, upon the fields of friendly strife are sown the seeds that on other fields on other days will bear the fruits of victory. And such is the nature of athletics. You know, in most of those athletic contests, winning requires physical strength, mental toughness, leadership, and grit. And it's those traits in competition that are really replayed on the battlefield over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So, athletics, you know, you have to be a scholar, leader, and athlete to attend one of the academies. Those are the three traits they look at. And we know it's just, it makes for a winning force on the battlefield as well.
Yeah. Well, it's a great spectacle for the American people to be able to get to see. And congratulations to your Army team. Proverbial battlefield for the Republican Party in the state of Illinois. If anybody isn't aware of the division, not in the state of Illinois over the two parties, but within the Republican Party right now, just the fact that you came so very close to primarying a sitting Republican governor in the state of Illinois ought to tell people exactly what they need to know about how divided the people who claim to be Republican in the state of Illinois actually are. There's some concern that the top leadership of that Illinois Republican Party needs to be changed. I was wondering what your reaction is to the guidance, the future of the Illinois Republican Party as it stands right now.
Look, I'm on record already saying we need 100% change in leadership in the Republican Party. you don't go through a tsunami of losses without any explanation and not taking responsibility for those losses and then think you can still hold the top spot, which is exactly what happened at the State Central Committee meeting about 2 weeks ago. They all got together and they basically went through some numbers and said, oh yeah, well we didn't get that few of less that many less votes than in previous elections. It's just the Democrats came out in mass. I mean, are you kidding me? Are we looking at the same election results where you now have DuPage County, one of the bulwarks of conservatism and of Republicanism in the nation prior to this, only having now one Republican state senator? It was a huge losses, and Chairman Schneider really needs to step down, and the state central committeemen, every Republican should be pressuring them to put in new leadership. No new leadership, no changes in the Republican Party.
Yeah.
And that is not good for taxpayers.
You know, my perspective on it, I don't know that we could have taken a bigger spanking than we took in the midterms, specifically in the state of Illinois. It was blue all over the place. It wasn't just blue in Cook County. It was blue all over the place. And the thing that makes that the hardest to swallow is the fact that I don't feel like Republicans lost for being Republicans. It's almost as though Republicans lost because they were told they had to be a certain brand of Republican, a certain palatable version of conservatism, which isn't very genuine. Your campaign for governor, when you were running to primary Bruce Rauner, was very, very conservative, very outspoken, and very honest when it comes to the financial woes facing Illinois, facing the taxpayers. What's the path forward for reviving or even recreating the Illinois Republican Party?
Well, we have a branding problem right now because you had 15 Republicans surrender on a tax increase just a year ago. And that's not been forgotten by many in our party and nor the broader public. What do we stand for now? You can't actually say in so many words that you consistently stand against tax increases. And yet that is what we have to stand against because the problems in Illinois cannot be solved with a tax increase. Yes, that's the only idea the Democrats have. They will further destroy our business economy. They will further destroy people's home values. And this nonsense, which is actually now apparently becoming more real than I thought, this nonsense that you're going to have a 1% state property tax to pay somebody else's pension has got to go away. And we have to be united against that to save everybody's home. And I don't care if you're a Republican, independent, or Democrat. Nobody can weather that type of abuse on their property. And so, Republicans got to get their act together. We got to come together. We got to make it the core issue being these taxes that are out of control. And otherwise, we're all going to lose.
So the leadership of the Republican Party, as of right now, according to what you just said, they just felt like the Democrats just came out en masse. It really wasn't a Republican problem. It was that much of a Democratic success. Going forward, in 2 years, Illinois gets a chance to try to do something with Dick Durbin. I mean, boy, that would be a long shot. But you see the opportunity coming forward when you have Donald Trump potentially on the ticket once again in 2020 and all of these other House races that are going to be up again. Something has to happen. Something needs to be pushed forward. Something needs to be rebranded in order to bring Republicans together. Is the leadership, is Schneider, as you said, is what's his explanation of how that's going to take place if he were to stay?
Well, he had no explanation to anybody. And I've talked to state central committeemen who are on the inside, discussions that were privy. He came forward with no plan. He took no responsibility for the losses, and he needs to go. And then we need new leadership, new fresh leadership, coalescing around a contract with Illinoisans that is centered around protecting taxpayers and homeowners. And then we need to brand that and message it and reach and do all the outreach that they failed to do in the 2016 and 2018 elections.
So
we need to do all of that.
So when I'm looking at the state of affairs right now, at least in Springfield, and the supermajority that Mike Madigan is going to enjoy once again in the House, and watching over the course of, I don't know, it was the last, 6 weeks or so, when State Representative Stephanie, is it Kifowit of Oswego, says something about wishing death on Representative Breen. I mean, it's like devolving into a really bad movie, the way this House is carrying out its business, elections taking place and under Mike Madigan, where he's kicking people off the ballot who don't even have a chance to win in the first place necessarily. And it seems as though this is going to be able to run amok with the massive Democratic control that's about to take place here in a few weeks of the state of Illinois. What do you expect to come out of this Democratic governor, this supermajority in the Senate, the supermajority in the House, and Mike Madigan being able to have everything at his fingertips once again?
Look, I think it's going to be a disaster for taxpayers. I don't think you get you've gotten the paper now, some Democrats saying, oh, hey, it's now time to reform our business policy so we have a better economy. Really? Really? You created this mess. I doubt that you're going to be the saviors at this time in this moment. It's all still going to be resting Mike Madigan and his power. And you're right, the politics have gotten more divisive, and it's going to be worse down there, not better. They are very much empowered. They're going to push through $15 minimum wage stuff that harms small businesses. And they're going to push through additional taxes. They're already talking about tax increases for infrastructure after we just had that huge tax increase last year. So they have no solutions that are right for the people. And so Republicans are going to have to be a credible opposition force and stand up at every turn. And people like Kifowit, unfortunately, should have been shouted down relentlessly for at least an hour by every single Republican on the floor at that moment. And they weren't. They weren't. I was the only one in the moment to stand up and call her out for her vile language. But they're going to have to find their voice and be an obstacle to any of the Democrats' plans.
Do you have any plans going into the future that you could talk about at all? Any hope to be a leader continued for Republicans in the state of Illinois?
Well, sure. One thing that I do plan to get involved with is essentially building a peer-to-peer mediation group throughout the state, because we know that information does move voters, and particularly those who tend to be soft R, soft D, independent, that middle section of voters. It tends to move them when they're given the right information. And we just feel like a lot of that has not happened. There's gaps that the legacy media has just abandoned in terms of giving the other side, the other opinion on some of this economic policy and covering some of the stories that are important for voters to know. So I'm going to help kind of expand a network of information that will flow into people via email and other digital sources. Plus, we plan to do a lot of in-person sort of town halls around the state.
Well,
to get the conversation rolling.
We definitely want to stay abreast of that information and be happy to help in any way that we can here in the southern part of the state. And we always appreciate your time. Looking forward to seeing what's next for you and praying for the future of the state of Illinois as we turn it over to the Democrats. Clearly, the Democrats showed up in the midterm 2018 election, and we will just have to reap what we sow for a while. But the messaging, the branding, and getting out the actual true conservative message, it's, in my opinion, the only thing that's going to bring this state out of the depths of potentially bankruptcy despair. The future does not look bright.
I couldn't agree more. Thanks a lot, Annie.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon. Jeannie Ives, State Representative Jeannie Ives on Twitter at Jeannie Ives. And I'm looking forward to seeing what she does. Peter Breen is another state representative that did not win his election. His re-election. He's going to be somebody to watch as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.